With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. After 2 weeks out of the spotlight, President Biden will soon be stepping up his travel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president has been on vacation for nearly 2 weeks since addressing the opening night of the Democratic National Convention, but he'll soon be making appearances at official and campaign events. Starting Monday, Mr. Biden will travel to Pennsylvania for a Labor Day campaign event with Vice President Harris. Later in the week, he'll talk about his Investing in America agenda at stops in Wisconsin and Michigan. All three are critical battleground states in the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials in Israel say they've recovered the bodies of six more hostages killed in Gaza. They include a young Israeli-American man, Hirsch Goldberg Polden, 23 years old, who became one of the most well-known captives held by Hamas as his parents met with world leaders and pressed for his release unsuccessfully. A new report from Columbia University's Anti-Semitism Task Force describes a hostile climate for Jewish and Israeli students.
The report released Friday also recommends university-wide training and better reporting measures. The report comes days before the start of a new school year and in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that shook the Ivy League school in the spring. The task force heard from Jewish students who described being ostracized from student groups and subjected to harassment. The report also recommends broadening the definition of anti-Semitism and the ways it can manifest. Keith Peters reporting.
The Teamsters Union that represents workers at both Canada's largest freight railroads has filed the lawsuits to promise, challenging the order that forced employees back to work and got the trains moving again. The head of the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference says, quote, "We are confident the law is on our side." This is SRN News. Competing abortion measures to expand or limit abortion will be on the November ballot in Nebraska. After election officials confirmed each side had turned in enough signatures, the move makes Nebraska the first state to carry competing abortion amendments on the same ballot since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Measures to enshrine abortion have already qualified to go before voters this year in Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, and South Dakota. A federal appeals court has rejected Tennessee's attempt to collect millions of dollars in family planning funds without complying with federal rules requiring clinics to provide abortion referrals. Last year, Tennessee's attorney general filed a federal complaint seeking to overturn the Department of Health and Human Services' decision to disqualify the state from receiving the money through Title X. In 2021, the Biden administration made all clinics that accept federal money offer abortions. This is SRN News. The Washington Commanders' home field now will be known as Northwest Stadium.
The NFL team has reached an 8-year agreement with Northwest Federal Credit Union to rename the place, which has been known as FedEx Field, since 1999. FedEx extended its naming rights agreement in February, 2 years before it was set to expire. The deal with Northwest Federal Credit Union also puts the company's logo on the team's practice jerseys.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, September the 1st. It is the 245th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1897, the first section of Boston's new subway was opened, creating the first underground rapid transit system on the North American continent. On this date in 1939, Nazi Germany invaded Poland. It's regarded as the start of World War II. And on this date in 1985, they found the wreckage of the Titanic. This is SRN News.